أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون. In the previous ayat we read of the people of Jannah who will be entering and what pleasures and enjoyments they will get in Jannah. Those people, the people of Iman, Allah explained certain qualities of them in this world by which we can understand ourselves also if we fall in that category or not, and we can also see other people who fall into that category. So the first quality of those people, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ اور جو لوگ کے بچتے ہیں بڑے گناہوں سے. They are those people who save themselves from major sins. They make every effort that they don't fall into the major sins. وَالْفَوَاحِشِ اور بے حیائی سے. And of the major sins, particularly the sins of lust and the sins of one's carnal desires, they save themselves from that. These are those people who will be getting Jannah in the Akhirat. Another quality of this, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ اور جب غصہ آوے تو وہ معاف کر دیتے ہیں. And when anger comes to them, they swallow the anger and they forgive the person. Yeah, there are two levels which the Quran Sharif has described, that if somebody does wrong to you, you are permitted to take revenge. But that revenge must be only to the extent that that person has done wrong to you. Otherwise, you will become the wrongdoer and the oppressor if you take more than how much he has done wrong to you. And there are also two categories in here. And the higher category in that is to make maaf, that you don't take revenge. And there are also two aspects of this. When a person who is a habitual, who commits wrong, he robs people, he does wrong, he hits, he fights, etc. all the time, that is his nature. There it is in fact preferable not to forgive that person, but to take the revenge. Like in our time, to report him to the police, let him go in the police van, let him stay one night in a cell, etc., so that he can come to his senses. A person who is habitual with this. But a person who, for example, once he lost his temper and is sorry after that, for that person, forgive him. He will appreciate that. But a person whose habit is that, all the time his anger, all the time robbing people, doing them down, if you forgive him, he's just going to carry on with his habit. He's not going to learn a lesson. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ اور جنہوں نے حکم مانا اپنے رب کا. And they are those people who have submitted to the commands of Allah Ta'ala generally. That is, all Allah's commandments, they observe them, not only in one department of deen, but in all the departments of deen, they observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And particularly, وَاقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ اور قائم کیا نماز کو. And they establish namaz. And the establishment of namaz is not just performing it, but for performing it with its requirements. For example, it must be with jamaat, it must be properly on time, it must be with due attention, not just rushing through namaz haphazardly, etc. That is iqamat-e-salah. With all its requisites, it must be performed. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ اور کام کرتے مشورہ سے آپس کے. And whatever their matters are, they make مشورہ and they decide the matters. Whether it's a domestic matter, they will make مشورہ with the people of the house. Whether it is a community matter, they will make مشورہ with the community. That is, they don't just make decisions on their own. They take the opinion of other people. These are those people who have got these qualities of Iman. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنفِقُونَ اور ہمارا دیا کچھ خرچ کرتے ہیں. And of what we have given them, they spend of that in the path of Allah. The faraz zakat, that is absolutely essential, that is faraz. But even above that, where there is a need, they spend in good causes. They give lillah also. The zakat also they give lillah as well. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ اور وہ لوگ کہ جب ان پر ہوئے چرہائی تو وہ بدلہ لیتے ہیں. And these people, when they are wronged, then they take revenge. So to take revenge is also permissible, but that is only to the extent of how much wrong has been done to one. And also, this will be for those people who are habitual and whose habits are not changing. Take revenge from those people, and that is also kindness to that people. If you don't take that revenge from those people, and you allow them to do their wrong all the time, they swearing, they fighting, they robbing people, etc., then if you just if you make sabr there, then this person is going to increase and you are harming that person. But if you teach him a lesson, then that person, you are being kind to that person, and it is for his own good that you are doing. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. Or burai ka badla hai, burai waise hi. And when a person has done wrong and you take revenge, that is also in a sense a wrong thing. It must be equal, it must not be more. Don't overstep your limit. If he gave you one punch, you don't give him two punches. If how much he did wrong to you, so much wrong you do to him. And the higher stage or the different aspect of it, faman afa wa aslaha fa ajruhu ala Allah. Phir jo koi maaf kare aur sulah kare, so uska sawab hai Allah ke zimme. That person who forgives and he maintains good relations with that person, then his reward will be with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the word aslaha, that he desires sulah, goodness, that is an indication that those people who don't change their bad habits, for them to give, to take revenge and punish them accordingly, that is good for them. And you are doing a favor actually for that person, you are not doing him any harm. In this way he will come to his senses and he will stop with the zulam and the wrong that he is doing. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِيشَكْ usko pasand nahi aate gunahgar. Undoubtedly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not like the wrongdoers. So in these ayat, Allah has explained the qualities of the righteous, the believers who are going to Jannah, what their qualities are. We should see that in our lives these qualities also come. Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayh, in a very beautiful way, has explained that in here the qualities of the Sahaba, the Muhajireen, the Ansar, then the Khulafai Rashideen, all their qualities are explained in these ayat, and these are clear indications of how great men and what great people they were. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.